Okay, let's move on to Hot Pink Halo.
Roll up, roll up. It's time to start the show. It's the show. At the show of the show about the show. There's a prize winning move dressed in ribbons and in fame. Cut the line or cut the crap. Cut a mouth for the frame and join the grand.
And I love this song so much. I'm just partisan for Hot Pink Halo. I think that she's really got it, whatever it is. And sometimes maybe her production isn't as tight or polished as some of the other stuff, but you can drill down and her songs are wonderful. They're delightful and there's something in all of them. And this one, for example, I just love this so much. It's got that strong, strong beginning, which then follows through on all of its promise. And it's infectiously jamming. 10 out of 10, no notes. Vote. I'm going to vote for it.
Excellent. I'd like to take this moment to talk about myself. I struggle trying to get lead guitar lines to blend in. I always feel like they need to get put in between vocals. And I thought it, what I heard in this song is that Hot Pink Halo was able to have a lead guitar line that was simple, but also blend in with the vocals in various places. And I would have worried that would have been right on top of them, but she managed to mix it so it sounded good. And I'm not a very good lead guitar player. So I'm always I need to have great little lead licks in here and I can't do great licks, but I'm reminded that sometimes simple little lead lines are amazing and they work great. And I thought she used them to great effect in this song.
I love the song. There's something about the elements that Hot Pink Halo put all together. I mean, it's got this kind of, my first thought is Squeeze, Black Coffee in Bed, kind of boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 kind of in the back to it. And at the same time, there's this St. Vincent kind of feel to it as well. There's so much in this mix. I could hear, there's this video game that my kids and I played recently called Goodbye Volcano High. It's a very interesting tale of, it's essentially a story of dinosaurs at the end, dinosaurs in high school on a week before the meteor hits and kills all the dinosaurs. Regardless of that, it's got an amazing soundtrack. And this song sounds like it's also would fit onto that soundtrack, which I know that's a reference that no one's going to get. But anyway, this song just blows my mind and it absolutely gets a vote.